Hello everyone, this is James Patterson, and welcome to episode 9 of my podcast, No President is Above FISMA Law. Today is September 24, 2020, for our historians listening to this podcast. The title of today's episode is Planned Episodes. In this episode, listeners will know what to expect regarding additional episodes for my podcast. Following are the next 8 episodes I plan to feature in my podcast. Episode 10 is titled My CAP. CAP stands for Certified Authorization Professional. It is a cybersecurity credential issued by an organization referred to as ISC2. ISC2 stands for International Information System Security Certification Consortium. ISC2 specializes in training and certification for cybersecurity professionals. The CAP certification exam validates expertise associated with the National Institute of Standards and Technology, i.e. NIST, risk management framework. There are 6 steps in the risk management framework as follows. Step number 1, the data and system categorization. Step 2, select security controls consistent with the security categorization determined in step 1. In step 3, implement the security controls selected. In step 4, assess the security controls implemented. Step 5 is authorize the information system. And step 6 is monitor those security controls. When I took the exam in the year 2002, I completed the exam in 20 minutes. Those taking the exam are allowed 3 hours to complete the exam. At the United States Patent and Trademark Office, my primary responsibility was that of the certified authorization professional. Episode 11 is titled My CISSP. CISSP is also a credential issued by ISC2. I maintain my CISSP credential from the year 2002 through the year 2017. All attendees sitting for the CISSP exam were allowed 6 hours to complete that exam. I completed the exam in 5 hours and 45 minutes. The CISSP exam tested 8 knowledge domains as follows. Security and risk management, asset security, security architecture and engineering, network security, identity and access management, security assessment testing, security operations, and software development security. For more details on either the CAP or the CISSP certifications, the listener can Google ISC2 CAP or Google ISC2 CISSP for more details. In episode 12, titled Teenager Wanted, I introduce a tremendous opportunity for teenagers in the United States. This opportunity for the teenager is also part of the design requirements of the National Pandemic Situational Awareness Information System discussed in my novel, and which is being developed in the novel for use by our current federal government. In episode 13, titled Touchpad RBT, this is a high-level overview of the role-based training associated with the new pandemic technology, the use of that touchpad by data security officers and the stakeholders and users of the National Pandemic Situational Awareness Information System. In episode 14, I explain the association between teenagers and the role of the data security officers that are required as part of the National Pandemic Situational Awareness Information System. In episode 15, I speak again about data integrity, and I reveal some very important points about the criticality of data integrity and the data security officers, which must protect the original health facility data, which will be captured and used by the National Pandemic Situational Awareness Information System. In episode 16, I introduce what is referred to as FIPS-199. FIPS stands for Federal Information Processing Source. It is by the use of FIPS-199 that the security categorization of data is determined. This is a very enlightening episode and will contribute greatly to the understanding of the mission of what I refer to as tomorrow's pandemic technology. For more information on FIPS-199, the listener can Google it. Simply go to Google and search on FIPS-199. In episode 17, I introduce the National Institute of Standards and Technology Special Publication 800 series, which is a tremendous amount of orientation to cybersecurity practices, guidelines, information updates, so forth. The series present information of interest to the computer security community. The series comprises guidelines, recommendations, technical specifications, and annual reports of NIST's cybersecurity activities. And that basically concludes the review of the upcoming episodes of this podcast. So thank you for listening. Until next time.